The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Time to introduce another 4P student. We have in the studio joining us this morning, Jade. Morning, Jade.
Hello.
How are you? Well, we better just turn you... Yeah. Well, I have got your microphone on, but somebody's cranked it right down really low. Someone who sat there before you had a great big voice, no doubt.
That
would have been Lisa Lang from yesterday. Welcome.
Hello.
So you've just been out in the green room, you just recorded something,
you're going to
come in for the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about all the things that you can do for Vexus Radio when you've been on the course.
Hopefully.
What do you want to do then?
That's a good question. Ideally, I would like to probably join a show. I would really enjoy recording some more news. I've done that before, so...
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so we'll make that happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll happen, I'm sure. So you've got a really healthy interest in media anyway, haven't you?
Yes, yeah.
And you studied where?
Studied at the University of Portsmouth, doing some media and digital practice.
Okay.
Don't ask me what that actually means, but yeah.
But look, you were out there and I was listening to you and you were telling the story, your story.
Yeah,
and you said something about anxiety.
You
have a bit. I wouldn't have got that. From
really?
The conversations that we've had this morning, I wouldn't have got that, but you obviously do,
and
you know, many people do. Has it held you back?
I would say in some regards it has. It's like when I go out to shop sometimes, I have to ask my partner to speak for me because I find that a bit scary, and it's like talking to new people I normally have a bit of issue with.
Do you know what? It really opens my eyes when I talk to people like yourself, because I would imagine that there's, when people listen to you and your story and others too, they probably realise that they've got a little bit of anxiety in themselves. I get anxious when I go into a shop and it's not talking's not a problem, it's just being around people.
That's how I feel as well.
That might have a cold or a cough or something like that, or just being around. And I say, I think it's in all of us. I think but there's levels, there's different levels of it. How do you feel that at this moment in time, if you are on a level of anxiety, one is the highest and it's like rotten and I really want to go, to 10, 1 to 10, where are you?
So are we saying 10 is good?
10 is you're feeling okay.
I mean, I do think 8, only because what I just recorded I'm not 100% happy with, but
right.
That's fine. Okay. That's my own issue.
So that's well, that's good, isn't
it?
So you're a bit of a perfectionist then.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Hey, look, we're going to find out more about you over the coming weeks, and who knows where it's going to lead.
Yeah.
Who knows? It could be 2026 could be your year.
Yeah.
All right, look, what we're going to do, we're going to play a song, we come back in a mo, and then the bit that you've recorded should be on our website so people are going to listen and get to know you a bit more, but we'll do that in the next hour of the show as well. So let's play Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats, and if we get time, we'll squeeze in the King of Karaoke, Elvis Presley. You a Presley fan?
Not really.
No. I'm not a huge fan. I just think, he's a karaoke singer.
Yeah.
And also, we might even squeeze in Destiny's Child. I bet you're more of a Destiny's Child fan than Elvis Presley.
I wouldn't say I'm, like, a big fan of either of them, but out of the two, I would probably pick Destiny's Child.
So what sort of music do you like?
I like a variety of music. I mean, I know I keep saying that about, like, film and stuff, but I really enjoy Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks. They're my two favourite artists, but then I like a variety.
So did you go and see them at the festival when they were here?
I did, and I did see Stevie Nicks 2024 at Hyde Park, which is really good. But
Wow,
that was really cool.
Big if I'm just looking down the list, is there any there's no Fleetwood Mac in this hour, but we'll try and play some. What's your favorite ever Fleetwood Mac track?
It's kind of I had this conversation not that long ago with Louise and Jack, and my favourite song is Sisters of the Moon, and Jack was saying not a lot of people pick that one, and it's true, because I mean it's not like rare but it's kind of not one of their most known songs, I would say.
Well, I consider myself quite switched on. I've never even heard of it. So I might have, well, let's say I might dig that out in the next hour. It might take me a week or two.
My second favourite song is Gold Dust Woman, which is a lot more popular, I would say.
Right, okay.
But you're looking at me quite blank-faced. So.
Yeah, that one as well went over and bounced off the wall behind me. We'll do our best, all right? We'll do our best to surprise you. And maybe not in the next hour, but, you know. And there is someone maybe we should say happy birthday to in the next hour as well.
Yes.
Should we do that?
Yeah, yeah.